players are the free agents. It's not always about quantity. It's quality, and there are some good names on here that you would
is
hate
there?
To lose.
I didn't know that. Can you point them out to me?
Yeah.
I'm not sure which ones you're talking
Nate
about.
I would put Nate Solder on that list.
Okay.
I would put Amendola on that list, although his name is...
I don't need Amendola.
What's that?
I don't need him.
Really? After the performance he just put on for the last month of the season in the playoffs?
How much is he going to... See, this is the problem.
I understand.
You want him back, that's fine. If we're just going to argue whether you want him back, that's fine. All right, I'll take him back. But now you're gonna. We have to throw in the price. And how much is he going to come with that price tag? And I guarantee you, I'm not going to like that price tag.
And I promise you that. And will it work financially with Edelman coming back? No, I understand that. But, man, you look at... I'm just saying out of my heart as a Patriots fan.
Okay,
you look
I can
at
understand
him, you just,
that.
I would say Deion Lewis, although I don't know. I mean, is he gone? They paid James White a bundle to stick around for a few more years, and it didn't seem like he really did a lot this year.
Well, number one, on Amendola, Arnie, he only made $1.25 million this year.
Right.
He's taken a pay cut each of the last 3 years to stay in New England.
He's not taking it now.
So even if, just say he wants a raise. He wants $2 million instead of $1.25
million.
He's 32 years old. He's not getting a four-year, $20 million deal.
If you were Danny Amendola, which is why I'm not taking him, but if you were Danny Amendola, do you think he's asking for $2 million a year?
He's not getting 4 years and $20 million.
Don't be so sure.
If there's any guy in this team that will take a hometown discount, I believe it's him.
I agree there. Now, let's see what the discount is, but I think there's some teams that would give him some type of money like that. First of all, 4 year, $20 million doesn't even seem like a lot of money, does it?
It does for a 32-year-old receiver that's been in the league for a decade and has missed a number of games with injuries.
All right, so then you're going to agree with me that if somebody offered him a 4 year, $20 million, you're
saying
no.
I would never match that if I were the Patriots.
Okay, so I get it.
If he wanted a slight raise to $3.5 million, then maybe I could consider it for 1 year. But
it's not even the money. I mean, again, I don't know what they're going to do in the draft. I kind of would like to start grooming some youngsters at the wide receiver. Give me a rookie I could put in that I'm going to take in the second or third round or something like that, you know?
Well, I hope they just go defense across. I really do. And obviously the quarterback question is going to come in as well at some point, one of these decades. But I don't know. If I'm Amendola, if there's 1 year I'm looking at jumping, it would be this one. I mean, when is his value going to be any higher than what he just did in the playoffs?
His value is not going to be higher, and the stability is not going to be what it's been. And for a guy who is at the end of his career, who's already won rings, if he's looking for something else, then this would be the time to jump ship because the stability in the organization just isn't there. We don't know how Kraft and Belichick's relationship is. We know that McDaniels isn't there. We know that Patricia's not there. We know there's going to be some learning curves there for a new offensive coordinator. Now, maybe it's Chad O'Shea, who's the wide receiver coach who Amendola already knows and knows well. So maybe that entices him to stay if he likes O'Shea. But I think Amendola, he just is so, you know, he so loves the relationship with Brady, and that's been so evident in the Tom versus Time stuff. I think he definitely would want to stay. As for Lewis, as I told you yesterday, and you guys blew it off, I have a source who has told me he wants a big money deal. And at 27 years old.
Yeah. Oh, he'll get it.
Not from the Patriots.
No, not from the Patriots, but he'll get it.
Not from the. You're damn right he's not getting it from the Patriots. Go ahead, Brady.
So I think Lewis is very, very real possibility gone. And I think Burkhead's gone. So I think you're looking at a James White and Mike Gillisley backfield right now with a signee or a draft pick playing a prominent role.
I'm getting myself a running back. Remember, I've always said if you got six running backs, you don't have one, and they still don't have one. So I'm getting myself a running back. And don't pass on the possibility. I really believe that the Patriots have to go ahead and draft a quarterback.
Late
in the game. I'm thinking like a Mason Rudolph, the kid from Oklahoma State. They could take like deep in the draft, a good kid, something like that.
Did you enjoy, let me just ask you this, and Rich, well, just humor me on this.
Yes.
Arnie, did you enjoy watching the Eagles offense on Sunday?
Did I enjoy watching the Eagles offense on Sunday? In what way, though? I mean,
Did you enjoy the performance the Eagles offense had, putting up 41 points?
Well, they dinked and dunked a lot, and they looked a lot like the Patriots.
Did they have a good offense?
No, not this year they didn't. They just happened to have a good offense that game, but not this year.
They ran for 150 yards on Sunday.
Yes.
They threw for more than 340.
Yes.
And you know how they did that? With three running backs.
Right.
With Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount.
Jay Ajayi's a very good running back.
And Corey Clement. Well, they used all three of them, and they used all three of them prominently. So don't tell me if you have six running backs, you have zero, because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl with three doing all distinctively different things.
Yeah, but the problem is there. First of all, It was two, really, because one got 14 carries, the other one nine. I'm not going to do a one here, one there. I could see you going with a two-back system, but still one is going to get the majority of the carries in something like that. And LeGarrette Blount, that was more of a surprise than anything. I thought Jay Ajayi was going to get the majority of the carries, which is why they traded for somebody like
that. Yeah, as if it didn't hurt enough. You know, there's LeGarrette Blount just running all over the field.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good game.
But back to the list. I mean, you know, the guy I mentioned was Nate Solder, and I think it's going to be – the ball is kind of in his court. I think he's a very key guy to bring back.
29 years old,
He's 29, but he's been around for quite a while. He's had some health scares. Obviously, his son has had some major health scares, his two-year-old kid, and that may just take him away from the game, and nobody would blame him.
No, nobody would blame him. As far as for the Patriots' needs, you know, and it's hard to just say it's about the Patriots because of the – you know, the family situation that he is in. But we talked last year, when the Pats won the Super Bowl against Atlanta, that offensive line played more than 90% of the snaps together. That was one unit that was cohesive and healthy, and Solder's a big part of that. This year, we didn't have that. Solder missed time. Yeah. You had Waddle missing time. Fleming was in and out of the lineup. That cohesion wasn't there on the line. If Solder's healthy and you're confident he'll be healthy, then that's somebody that Brady will trust back there, and I think that's important because ultimately protecting Brady is what keeps this team in line.
Yeah, I think there's a big drop-off once you get to Waddle and Fleming, and that showed when he was hurt.
By the way, both of them are free agents.
There's some good running backs in the draft. I don't know where they're going to last or where they're going to fall. If you're looking at some of these running backs in like the third or fourth round, Nick Chubb out of Georgia, we saw that in there. Sony Michel also is another one, and the one I like that a lot of people don't get to see, but one of our hosts works down in San Diego, the running back for San Diego State, who is just Rashard Penny, who broke all kinds of records. He is awesome. Bo Scarborough out of Alabama is going to be maybe like a fourth or fifth.
Ronald Jones of USC.
He's early. He's like the third or fourth best running back in the
I talked to him pretty extensively at the at Radio Row.
Yeah, there's some really L.J. Scott from Michigan State, who's – I don't even know if he's going to get drafted. There's some major running backs, so I'd like to see the Patriots do something like that.
Yeah, I agree, but not with a top. I mean, not with San Francisco's pick, not with their
first. No, these are people.
We're talking fifth and sixth round guys here. Because
but
that's
there's
not
a lot of good ones, though. That's what they need.
No, but I can't agree more than with how I feel with Matt Verderan about that. I mean, there was absolutely no pass rush in that Super Bowl, and I think that had a major play in winning and losing that game.
What's tough for the Patriots is that you have said, and Matt said, well, every ounce of money you have should be spent on that defense. But when you look at this lineup here, a lot of these guys that are free agents are offensive players that are going to need to either be re-signed, costing money, or replaced, costing money, or draft picks. Bolden, offensive player. Fleming, offensive player. Amendola, offense. Lewis, offense. Waddle, offense. Matt Slater listed his offense. Solder, Burkhead, those guys are all offensive players that either need to be re-signed or replaced in some way.
Yeah, well,
so you can't just toss every dollar you have at the defense because you have seven at least offensive players there.
Yeah.
They're going to cost you something.
But you still can't also re-sign all your free agents because you don't have enough money for everybody. You got to bring up some of the youngsters, the rookies, undrafted free agents up the ranks. That's what football's about with these undrafted free agents.
You
out
talk
there
a little bit about hometown discount too. I think Slater might fall under that too. I mean, guy.
He's going to be 33 next year.
Right. But he's been here forever. He's incredibly intelligent. He's got a media job waiting for him if he wants it. But I suspect he would come. Plus, let's face it, he's a special teams guy. They're not going to give him $7 million.
I got a stupid question. But why do I get the feeling that this could be a possibility? You said that Amendola got what 1.25. Could you imagine? And I wouldn't put it past somebody being true. I'm not saying Tom Brady would do this. Could you imagine saying, okay, we're going to give you $1 million, and Tom Brady going, take the $1 million, I'm going to throw in another million out of my own pocket? Because he certainly could afford it, right?
Yeah, he didn't need to be paid anything.
Is that even legal? Is that even legal to do something like
that? Giselle
and by the way, would you doubt that if that happened? I could see LeBron James saying, listen, sign whatever we can give you under the cap without going over. I'll give you something out of my purse because I got all the money in the world LeBron's got. I'll give you something personal. You don't think something like that goes on or no?
Is that too far-fetched? I don't think something like that goes on. as far as it could be going,
I can see it with LeBron.
I don't think it would be legal, to be perfectly honest. And then
Tom Brady maybe not, but LeBron maybe.
No, I'll tell you, Tom Brady standing at that microphone saying we did everything we could, but we didn't play well enough to win. What he was really saying is we better spend a ton of bleeping money on the defense next year because there was nothing the offense could have done in that game.
The other thing the thing anybody can do is they can say, okay, we're going to defer some of my salary into a signing bonus, that's going to open up some cap space.
Yeah.
That they could do, but I don't think he can just go and give it to him out of his
own pocket. Yeah, but you know how Brady and Amendola are friends and stuff like that. I'd say, come on. I got you covered. I'm not going to give you a check.
I'll buy your beers for the rest of your life.
I'm not going to give you a check. I'll go down to the bank, and I'll say, I need $2 million cash.
I'll let you join Giselle and I surfing off of Costa Rica.
I'll give you $2 million cash. We'll get them in 20s and 50s and 100. You'll put it in your safe. Right. You don't deposit it. You'll have the money. I'm telling you, I would not put it past him. I wouldn't put it past like LeBron, because LeBron's got gazillions.